以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲课，内容《不加凡格原意》第二章十节十三，时间1973年8月19日，地点英国伦敦。
As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul.Is not bewildered by such a change.
正如体坤的灵魂在身体内经历童年、青年以至老年，类似的，灵魂在死亡时进入另一个躯体，自我觉悟的灵魂不会被这种变化所迷惑。
This simple thing, they cannot understand.
这么简单的事情，他们也明白不了。
Therefore.It is mentioned here, Dhira Satyanamuhyati.
因此这里说到 Dhira Satyanamuhyati.
Dhira means sober, cool-headed man.
Dhira 意思是清醒的、头脑冷静的人。
Just the opposite is Adhira.
反面便是 Adhira.
Adhira means third class, fourth class.
那第一个意思是三流的、四流的人，或者是恶棍，那第一个。
Dhira means sober。
第一个意思是清醒的。
That's right. The exact translation is gentleman. Dhira。
恰当的翻译是绅士。
Those who are not gentlemen, uncultured, uneducated.
那些不是绅士的人，没有教养，没有受过教育，他们明白不了。
Otherwise, where is the difficulty?
要不然的话，有什么困难呢？
How plainly, how easily explain that? 公妈的就不能解答。
这是多么清楚明白的，多么简单的解释了。Kamaram Yavanam Jara.
There are three stages, Kumara. Up to 15th year, it is called Kumara.
有三个阶段，一直到十五岁被称为 Kamara.
And then from 16th year, it begins youthful life up to 40th.
然后从十六岁开始是青年生活，一直到四十岁。
Then after 40, one becomes Jara, old man. Primarily old man, a little bit of, say, 40 to 50, primarily old man. And after 50, he's old man.
然后过了四十岁，一个人成了 Jara, 老人，基本上是老人了。然后大约40岁到50岁，基本上是老人。过了50岁以后，就是老人了。
Therefore, it is advised, 50岁能不能不接。
因此，建议是一个人过了50岁以后，就应该进入森林修行。
Panchas means 50。
Panchas 意思是五十。
51。
51。
And rest of the days, maybe 100 years, but not that is not possible nowadays.
然后在剩下的日子里，可能是100年，但是这在现在是不可能了。
Maybe 70, 80, at most.
最多到70岁、80岁。
Somebody lives 1995, 100 years. Although the limit nowadays, nobody lives.
有些人也许能活到90岁、95岁，100岁是极限，但现在没有人能活到了。
So, those who are dhira, gentlemen, sober-headed, cool-headed, they can understand that I have changed my body.
那些敌人绅士 头脑清醒、头脑冷静的人，他们能够理解我变化了我的身体。
When I was a boy, up to 15th year, I remember how I was playing. I was jumping. Then I became young man. How I was enjoying my life with friends and families. Now I'm old man. I am means my body.
当我是个孩子的时候，一直到15岁，我记得我是怎么样的玩耍，怎么样的跳跃。后来我成了青年人，我是怎么样的和朋友们、家人一起享受生活。现在我成了老人，我是意味着是我的身体。
Dehi, dehi and dehi, dehi means the proprietor of the body, owner of the body, and deha means the body.
Dehi 和 dehi 呢 ？Dehi 意思是这个身体的拥有者。Deha 意思是这个身体。
In the previous verse, Krishna said that all of us, you, me, and all these soldiers and kings who are present here, we existed in the past, we are existing now, and we shall continue to exist in the future.
在前一节时中 ，Krishna 说道。我们所有的人，你我和所有这些士兵、国王，我们在过去存在，我们在现在存在，我们在将来也会继续存在。
This was the step.
这便是他的声明。
But rascals would say that how I was existing, I was born only in such and such year before that. I was not existing.
但有些恶棍说，为什么说我过去存在呢？我是在某年某年出生的，在那之前我并不存在。
At the present time existing, that's all right. But as soon as I die, I not exist.
在现在我存在，这是对的。但是一旦我死了，我就不存在了。
Now Krishna says that I was both all of us.We are existing, we are still existing, and we shall continue to exist.
为什么 Krishna 要说我所有我们这些人，我们在过去存在，我们会继续存在？为什么这么说呢？
Is that contradictory? No, that is not contradictory.
是不是有矛盾呢？不，这并不是矛盾。
It is fair. We said.we were existing, maybe in different body.
事实是，我们在过去确实存在，可能是在不同的身体里面。
And we shall continue to exist in different body.
而且我们会继续在不同的身体里面存在下去。
Dehantara prapta.
获得不同的身体。
This is the, to be understood.Not that my existence. The example is given. Dehantara, just like I was born.
这点应该理解。有个例子，正如我是个孩子的时候。
Then I became young man. So the body changed.
后来我又成了年轻人，所以身体变了。
Now I become old man. The body changed.
现在我成了老人，身体又变了。
But I am existing. The proprietor of the body.
但是我还存在着，作为迪希这个身体的业主。
Where is the difficulty to understand?
要理解这点有什么困难呢？
Dehina means of the proprietor.
世界中的 Dehina 意思是和业主有关的。
The body is changing.
身体在变化。
I can understand that my body has changed.So next life, the body may change.
我能够理解到我的身体已经变了，所以下一世这个身体又会变。
Means not it will change, but I may not remember. That is another thing.
它会变，但是我可能会不记得，那是另外一回事。
Just like in my last life, what was my body, I do not remember.
正如我在上一世的时候的身体，我现在记不得了。
So forgetfulness is our nature.
遗忘是我们的本性。
Because I forget something, that does not mean the things did not take place.
我忘了某件事情，并不意味着那件事情不曾发生过。
In my childhood, I did so many things. I do not remember.
在我小孩的时候，我做过很多事情，我不记得了。
But my father and mother who have seen my childhood, they remember.
但是我的父亲母亲，他们见过我的童年，他们能够记得。
So forgetting does not mean that things did not take place.
所以遗忘并不意味着事情不曾发生过。
Similarly, death means.I have forgotten what was, what I was in the past life. That is called death.
类似的，死亡意味着我忘了我在上一世是什么样子，这便被称为死亡。
Otherwise, I, a spirit soul, I am not dead.
不然的话，我作为一个灵魂是没有死亡的。
Suppose I change my dress. In my boyhood, I was.In a different dress.
比如说我改变我的衣服，在我小孩时候我在穿的是另外的衣服。
In my youthhood, I was in a different dress.
在我青年的时候我穿的又是另外的衣服。
In my old age, or as a sannyasi, I am in a different dress.
在我老年的时候作为 sannyasi, 我穿的又是不同的衣服。
The dress may change. That does not mean the owner of the dress is dead or gone. No.
衣服可能会改变，但这并不意味着衣服的拥有者死了或者离去了。不。
The simple thing, transmigration of the soul is explained.
这里解释了这件很简单的事情，灵魂的转世。
And individual, all of us, individual.
还有个体性，我们所有的人都是个体。
There is no question of mixing together.
并不存在混成一体的问题。
Every one of us,
我们每一个人都是个体。
God is individual, we are also individual. That we have explained yesterday.
神是个体，我们也是个体。我们在昨天已经解释过了。
Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetanam.
主是众永恒者之中的永恒者，众知觉者中的知觉者。
Only difference is.The God does not change his body. I change my body.
唯一的区别是神不改变他的身体，我改变我的身体。
That is also in this material world.
这也仅是在这个物质世界。
When I shall go to the spiritual world, there is no more change of body. Eternal. As Krishna has got his eternal body, Satchidananda Vigraha, form, eternal blissful of knowledge,Similarly, when you go back to home, back to Godhead, then we get also similar body, Satchidananda.
当我回到灵性世界，在那里就没有身体的更换了，永恒的。正如 Krishna 有他永恒的躯体 ，Satchidananda Vigraha， 永恒的、极乐的、充满知识的形体。类似的，当我们回到了家园，回归了神，我们也得到了相似的身体。Satchidananda Vigraha.
Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. That is the difference. When Krishna comes, he does not change his body. In this material world, Krishna does not change. Therefore his name is Achyuta.
这便是区别。当 Krishna 来临的时候，他不改变他的躯体。在这个物质世界， Krishna 并不变化。因此他的名字是 Achyuta.
He never changes, he never falls down. Because he is the controller of Maya.
他永远不变化，他永远不会堕落，因为他是 Maya 的控制者。
And we are controlled by Maya, that is the difference.
而我们都是被 Maya 所控制的，那便是区别。
Material energy, we are controlled by the material energy. But Krishna, is the controller of the material energy. Not only material energy, spiritual energy, all energies.
我们被物质能量所控制, 但Krishna是物质能量的控制者, 不只是物质能量, 还有灵性能量, 所有的能量。
Everything that we see, everything manifested, whatever we see, that is Krishna's energy.
我们所见到的一切, 一切展示出来的东西, 那都是Krishna的能量。
Just like heat and light is the energy of the sun. Similarly, Krishna's energies, there are many energies, but they have been divided principally into three. External energy, internal energy, and marginal energy.
正如热和光是太阳的能量，类似的Krishna能量也是这样。 有许多的能量，但是主要的被分成了三大类：外部能量、内部能量和边际能量。So
we are living entities. We are marginal energy.
我们是生物体，我们是边际能量。Marginal
means we may remain under the external energy, or we may remain under the spiritual energy, as we like.
边际的意思是。 我们可以处于外部能量之下，也可以处于灵性能量之下， 看我们愿意什么。
The independence is there. Jatha, jathechasi tatha kuru. Whatever you like, you can do. Krishna gives this independence to Arjuna.
独立性是有的， 不论你想要什么，你都可以做。 Krishna 给予 Arjuna 这个独立性。
After describing Bhagavad Gita, he said, jate chasi tatha kuru.
在描述完不加梵歌之后，他说， jate chasi tatha kuru.
He does not force. That is not good. Forceful thing will not stand.
他并不强迫，那并不好。强迫的东西是不会持久的。
Just like we advise, rise early in the morning. This is advice.
正如我们建议，早上要早起，这是建议。
Not that I have to force everyone.
并不是我必须得强迫每一个人。
That is a force, I may force one day, 2 days. But if one does not practice it, then simple force is useless.
如果我强迫，也许能强迫一天两天，但是如果一个人不休息，那么强迫是没有用的。
So similarly, Krishna does not force anyone to leave this material world.
同样的, Krishna 并不强迫任何人离开这个物质世界。
We all conditioned soul, material world. We are under the influence of the material energy.
我们都是体困的灵魂, 在物质世界, 我们是处于物质能量的影响之下。
Krishna comes here to deliver us from these clutches of material energy that you are suffering so much.
Krishna 到这里来，把我们从物质能量的束缚中解救出来，说你在这里受那么多的苦。
Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, all Krishna's son directly.
因为我们都是 Krishna的所属部分，或者都直接的是 Krishna的儿子。
If the son is in difficulty, the father suffers also.
如果儿子遇到了困难，父亲也会受苦。Although
father directly has no suffering.
虽然父亲直接的并不受苦。Suppose
a son has become mad or nowadays hippie.
比如说有一个儿子疯了，或者像现在这样成了嬉皮士。The
father is very sorry that my son is not living like a gentleman. He's living like a, what is called, wretch.
父亲会非常难过，我的儿子并不像一个绅士那样生活，他现在像一个恶棍一样。So
father is not happy.
所以父亲不会快乐。Similarly,
we, the conditioned soul in this material world, we are suffering so much living like wretches and rascals.
同样的，我们体困的灵魂在这个物质世界受这么多的苦，像恶棍和混蛋一样的生活。
So Krishna is not happy.
所以 Krishna 并不快乐。
Therefore he comes personally to teach us. Yada yada hi dharma saglani bhavati.
因此，他亲自来到教导我们。每当宗教衰落，反宗教盛行，巴拉他的后裔啊，我便亲自降临。
Tad atmanam sijama. So when Krishna comes, he comes in his original form.
当 Krishna 来的时候，他以他原本的形体来到。
But unfortunately, we understand Krishna as one of us.
但是不幸的，我们以为 Krishna 是我们中的一员。
He is one of us. Because his father, we are son, one of us. But he's the chief.
他是我们中的一员，因为他是父亲，我们是儿子，是我们的一员，但他是最主要的。
Nitya Nityanam Chitana Chitanana. He is more powerful, the most powerful, supreme powerful.
他更有力量，最具有力量，是有智商的力量。
We have got little power.
我们都有一点力量。
That is the difference between Krishna. We cannot be equal.
这便是 Krishna 和我们之间的区别，我们不可能平等。
Nobody can be equal with Krishna or God, or greater than him.
没有人可能和 Krishna 平等，和神平等，或者比他还要伟大。
Everyone under Krishna.
每一个人都是在 Krishna 之下。
Ekala Ishwar Krishna Arsa Bhikta. Therefore, everyone is servant of Krishna.Krishna is the only master.
Chaitanya Charitamrita 说道，只有自尊人格神 Krishna 是主人，其他人都是仆人。因此每个人都是 Krishna 的仆人， Krishna 是唯一的主人。
Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sarvaloku Maheshavam I am the engineer, I am the proprietor.
我是唯一的享受者，我是主人，业主。
Krishna said, that is the fact.
Krishna 说过这些话，这是事实。
So, we are changing our body, but Krishna does not change.
因此，我们改变我们的躯体，但 Krishna 并不改变。
One should understand this. The proof is that Krishna says, "Vedaham samititani." He remembers past, present, and future.
一个人应该理解这点。证据是 Krishna 说过。Vidaham Samtitani, 他记得过去、现在和未来。
Just like Krishna says, Arjuna, the fourth chapter you will find, Krishna says that this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, I spoke to the sun god some 40 millions of years ago.
正如在第十章中你能发现 ,Krishna 说这薄伽梵歌的哲学我在大约四千万年之前就向太阳神讲述过。
How he remembers?
他怎么能够记住呢？
Because he does not change his body.
因为他不改变他的身体。
This is simple fact.
这是简单的事实。
We do not remember because we are changing body every moment.
我们不能记得，因为我们每一时刻都在改变身体。
That is medical science.
医学中也是这么说的。
We are changing the corpuscles of blood.
我们在改变血液中的细胞。
Every second, the body is changing imperceptibly.
每秒钟，这个身体都在改变，不易察觉的。
Imperceptibly, body is changing. Therefore, the father and mother cannot understand how the body is changing. Imperceptibly, but third person, if he comes all of a sudden and sees the child has grown very big, he says, oh, you have grown so big.
不可察觉的身体在改变，因此父亲母亲无法理解为什么孩子在改变，不可察觉的。但是第三者，如果他来了，突然看到孩子已经长大了，他会说，哦，你已经长这么大了。
But the father and mother does not see that he has grown so big.
但是父母看不到他已经长这么大了。
Because he is always seeing, and change is taking place very imperceptibly, only every moment.
因为他一直在看, 而变化是在每一时刻都在发生, 不易察觉的。
Just like cinema, spoof.
正如电影片,
the picture is changing, but it is changing in such a way we are seeing that one man is dancing.
这个图片不断地在改变, 但是它是那么变的, 因此我们看到只是一个人在跳舞而已。
But his dancing means he's changing his body.
但是他的跳舞意味着他在改变身体。
He's changing his picture.
他在改变他的图片。
Similarly, our body is also changing.
同样的，我们的身体也在改变。
But I am not changing. You are not changing. My body is changing.
但是我没有变，你没有变，我的身体在变。
That is the goodness. Dehina Sinjathadi, Kumana Jovanangjana, Tathadi Hantrikvati. So we are all individual souls, and we are eternal.
我们应该理解这一点。 因此我们都是个体的灵魂, 我们都是永恒的。
But because we are changing body, therefore the birth, death, old age, disease, these are calculations.
但是因为我们在改变身体, 因此有生死, 老年, 疾病, 所有这些事情。
Our Krishna consciousness movement means that to get out of this changing position, come to the permanent.
因此我们的 Krishna 智觉运动意味着从这种变化的状况中摆脱出来, 达到恒常不变。
Because we are eternal, that should be the question. That everyone wants to live eternal. Nobody wants to die. Everyone.
因为我们是永恒的。 问题是, 每一个人都想能够永恒地活下去, 没有人想死, 每一个人都不想。
If I come before you with a revolver, I shall kill you. You shall immediately cry. Because you do not want to die.
如果我来到你面前, 拿着这把手枪, 我要杀了你, 你会立即喊叫起来, 因为你不想死。
This is not very good business to die and take birth again.
死亡和再次出生并不是一件好事情。
It is very troublesome that I know imperceptibly that if I die, I will have to take place again in the womb of the mother. And maybe nowadays mother killing the child within the womb. Then again another mother.
这是非常苦难的。 我潜意识里知道, 如果我死了, 我会再次出生到另外一个母亲的子宫里, 而现在的母亲们会再次杀死子宫里的孩子, 那样得再到另外一个母亲那儿去。
This process is going on. So that trouble, being killed, to live within the womb of the mother, these things are very troublesome. We have got in the subconsciousness all this trouble.
这个过程会继续下去, 这种苦难, 被杀死, 居住在母亲的子宫里, 等等, 是非常苦难的。 我们在潜意识里, 知道所有这些痛苦。
But we do not want to die.
因此我们不想死。
Because we have to again accept another body, and the process of accepting the body is very long and very troublesome.
因为我们必须再次接受另外一个身体, 而接受身体的过程是非常长的, 非常痛苦的。
We know all these things, therefore we do not know.
我们知道这些事情, 因此我们都不想要。
So therefore, the question is that I am eternal, and why I have been put into this temporary life?
因此问题是, 既然我是永恒的, 为什么我被置于这种短暂的生命之中?
This is intelligence.
这是智慧的问题。
This is the problem.
这才是问题。
But these rascals, they have set aside this real problem.
但是这些恶棍, 他们不管这个真正的问题。
They are thinking how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to defend.
他们只是想如何去吃，如何去睡，如何去过性生活，如何防卫。
Even if you eat nicely, if you sleep nicely, but ultimately you will have to die.
即便你吃得很好，睡得很好，最终你还是要死的。
The problem is there.
这个问题还在那儿。
But they are careless about this real problem.
但是他们不顾这个真正的问题。
They are very much alert in the temporary problem.
他们对于短暂的问题非常警觉。
The temporary problem, actually, there is no problem.
但是短暂的问题实际上根本就不是问题。
The birds, bees, they also eat, sleep. They have sexual intercourse and they defend.
鸟啊兽啊他们也吃睡过性交防卫。
If they know all these things without becoming a human being, without having sufficient education or so-called civilization, how to live, how to sleep, how to defend, if they can live, so what is your problem?
如果他们不用成为一个人，不用受到足够的教育，没有所谓的文明，他们也能够知道如何去生活，如何去睡，如何去防卫等等。既然他们可以活下去，那你有什么问题呢？
These things are not problems.
这些事情不是问题。
The Ruskin says overpopulation, these are not at all problems.
乐观们说，人口过剩了等等，这些根本就不是问题。
The real problem is that I do not want to die. Why death comes takes place?
真正的问题是，我不想死。为什么死亡会来临，会发生？
This is their problem. But the rascals do not know it.
这才是真正的问题，但这些恶棍他们不知道这一点。
They think these are problems, temporary things.
他们以为这些短暂的事情才是真正的问题。
You will live for 50 years, and maybe that will be explained in the next verse.
他会活上五十年，然后在下一个世界中解释到。
It's like we are temporarily, we are faced with so many problems. Suppose there is severe cold.
他说我们现在短暂的面对着很多的问题，比如说非常冷。
So it is also a problem.
这也是个问题。
We have to.Search out nice coat or fireplace, and these are problems. If they are not available, then we are in distress.
我们必须要找一件很好的衣服，或者是火炉等，这些都是问题。如果得不到这些，我们就会非常痛苦。
These are problems, also.
这些也是问题。
But these problems are temporary.
但这些问题是短暂的。
Severe cold, winter.Has come and it will go.
冬天有严寒，但是它来临了，它会离去。
That is not permanent problem.
这并不是永久的问题。
The permanent problem has been due to my ignorance. I am taking birth. I am accepting death. I am accepting disease. I am accepting old age. This is real problem.
永久的问题是由于我的愚昧。我在接受出生，我在接受死亡，我在接受疾病，我在接受老年，这是真正的问题。
These are real problems. Therefore, Krishna has said, "Janma mittu jarabhyadi dukkho dosha anudarshana." Actually, those who are in knowledge, they should see all these four problems: birth, death, old age, and disease.
这些才是真正的问题。因此 ，Krishna 说。那些真正处于自识中的人，他们能够看到这四样问题：生、死、老年和疾病。
So tathādehāntaram prāti, Krishna said we existed. We existed in a different body. Now we are existing in a different body. And in the future also, we shall all exist in a different body.
Krishna 说。我们过去存在，我们过去存在在不同的身体里面，现在我们在另外一个不同的身体里存在，在将来 我们也会继续在不同的身体里存在。
Tathadehantara prapta. In this way, we are transmitting, migrating from one body to another, but we are existing.
就这样，我们从一个身体里转世到另外一个身体里，但是我们一直存在。
This is the substance of the laws.
这是这一节式的钥匙。
Dehina asmin jatha dehi, kovanam jovanam jara, tathadehantara prapti.Dhira-tattamaya. So, it is a very simple thing. Suppose a young man, or a boy, changes his body, bodily symptoms, just like a boy has no moustaches or beard, but all of a sudden the hairs grow.
智者不会为此所迷惑，这是非常简单的事情。比如说一个年轻人一个孩子改变了身体一些身体的症状，比如说他原来没有胡子，突然这些毛发就开始长出来了。
Does he cry, oh, why I'm growing here? Why I'm growing? Because that is the necessary change of body.
他会不会喊叫起来，哦，为什么我开始长这些毛发了？因为这些都是身体的必要的变化。
Why should we perplexed?Why my body is changing?
他是不是应该感到困惑？为什么我的躯体变化了呢？
Similarly, my body is changing. This body to another body, I'm dying. Why should I be perplexed?
同样的，我的身体在变化，从这个身体到另外一个身体，我在死去。为什么我应该感到困惑呢？
The intelligence is that what kind of body I'm going to get. That is intelligence.
智慧是要看我将得到一种什么样的躯体，这才是智慧。
Otherwise, why one should be perplexed? Dehantara prapti.
不然的话，为什么一个人要感到困惑呢？对于灵魂的转世。
If you prepare yourself, just like in childhood, boyhood, if you prepare yourself nicely educated, then you get nice job.Nice situation, you'll be happy.
如果你准备得很好，正如在童年、在少年，如果你准备得很好，受到良好的教育，你会得到好的工作、好的处境，你会快乐。
Preparation for the next life.
要为下一世做好准备。
Similarly, if you prepare yourself in this life for going back to home, back to garden, then where is perplexity?
如果你在这一生做好准备。回归家园，回归神，那怎么会有困惑呢？
There is no perplexity. I am going to Krishna. I am going back to home, back to Godhead.
那边不会有困惑。我将要回归 Krishna， 我将要回归家园，回归神。
Now I will have not to change material body. I will have my spiritual body. I shall now play with Krishna, dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna.
现在我就不会再有物质躯体的变化了，我将有我的灵性的躯体，我将能够和 Krishna 一起玩耍，一起跳舞，一起吃。
This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. Prepare yourself.
这就是 Krishna 知觉。做好准备。
For the next life.
为下一世。
Don't we? The dying man cries.Because maybe he's dreaming next life, horrible life.
一个正在死去的人在哭喊，可能是因为他梦见了下一世，可怕的一世。
Because according to karma, those who are very, very sinful, they cry because they see horrible scenes at the time of death. He's going to accept some type of body.
因为这是按照 karma。一个非常非常罪恶的人，他们会哭喊，因为他们看见非常可怕的景象，在死亡的时候，而且他会接受另外一种身体。
But those who are pious, those who are devotees, they are dying without any anxiety. The death may take place.
但是那些虔诚的人，那些奉献者，他们死亡的时候就没有焦虑，他们也会死去，死亡会发生。
The example is given that foolish people may say that you devotee is, you are dying, and the sinful man or non-devotee, they are also dying. So where is the difference? No, there is difference.
愚蠢的人也许会问, 你们奉献者, 你们也会死, 那些罪恶的人, 那些不是奉献者的人, 他们也会死, 有什么区别呢? 不, 是有区别的。
There is difference. This has been described by the example.
是有区别的, 有一个例子描述了这一点。
Just like a cat catches its cub and catches the mouse.
比如说, 一只猫抓住了它的右手, 或者抓住了一只老鼠。
Formally we see that the cat has caught the mouse in the mouth and the cub also in the mouth, but they are a difference of catching.
以前我们都见过猫在嘴里叼着老鼠, 或者在嘴里叼着小猫, 但这是不同的叼着。
The cub is feeling pleasure. My mother is carrying me.
小猫会感到快乐, 我的母亲在带着我。
And the mouse is feeling death knell. Oh, now I'm going to die.
而老鼠会听到死亡的丧钟, 啊, 现在我要死了。
This is the difference.
这边是区别。
So although a devotee is dying and non-devotee is dying, there is difference of feeling at the time of death.
所以虽然奉献者会死, 非奉献者也会死, 但是在死亡的时候有不同的感觉。
Like the mouse and the calf. And don't consider that both of them are dying in the same process. The process may be same, but the situation is different.
正如老鼠和小猫的区别一样, 因此不要以为他们两者是同样的死去的, 过程可能是一样的, 但境况是不同的。
Bhaktadeham punarjanma naiti, mamiti kaunteya. This is the formula is there. Krishna says, janma karma medibham jujanati tattva. See, simply if you try to understand what is Krishna, dibham.
公式在那, Krishna 说, janma karma medibham jujanati tattva. 你只要试着去理解什么是 Krishna, dibham.
They are all divine, transcendental.
这些都是神圣的,
Krishna's activities, Krishna's appearance, Krishna's worship, Krishna's temple, Krishna's glories, everything transcendental.
Krishna's 活动, Krishna's 显现, Krishna's 崇拜, Krishna's 庙宇, Krishna's 荣耀, 一切都是超然的。
So, if one understands these things, or tries to understand, even he does not understand, tries to understand, then he becomes liberated from this process of birth and death.
如果一个人理解了这些事情, 或者试着去理解这些, 即便他不理解, 只要试着去理解, 那么他就能从生死的过程中解脱出来。
Krishna says,
Krishna 说了这些话,
so don't, we become very serious to understand Krishna and remain in Krishna consciousness.
因此要 对理解Krishna非常的认真, 要保持Krishna知觉。
Then this problem, birth, death, old age and disease will be solved automatically, very easily.
那么这个问题, 生死, 老年疾病, 等等, 就会被解决了, 自动了, 非常容易的。
There is no problem.
那就不会有问题了。
That is the function of the human life. To understand that I am eternal.
人类生命的目的便是要理解我是永恒的。
Krishna says that in the past we existed, in the present we are existing, and in the future we shall continue to exist.
Krishna 说, 在过去我们曾经存在, 在现在我们存在, 在未来我们会继续存在。
Then, why I have got this type of body by which I am actually, not actually, superficially, I'm not existing.
那么为什么我会得到这样一种身体, 有时会表面上我不存在了?
So this is the problem.
这便是问题。
A zero means a sober man will think of this problem.
一个低着意思是清醒的人，他会想这一个问题。
I want to live. Why death takes place? I want to live very healthy life. Why disease comes? I don't want to become old man. Why old age comes?
我想要生活活下去，为什么死亡会来临？我想要健康的生活，为什么会有疾病？我不想成为老人，为什么老年会来到？
Janma-mrityu-jara-vyadhi. These are the problems. So solve this problem simply by taking to Krishna consciousness. Simply by understanding Krishna. And for understanding Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is there. So nicely explained.
要解决这个问题，只要接受Krishna知觉，去理解Krishna， 而为了理解Krishna， 就有这部《博达梵歌》解释得这么好。
So make your life successful, that I am not this body. Simply, I am not this body. I am embodied within this body, encased, but I am not this caged.
要使你的生命成功，要明白我不是这个身体，我是体困于这个身体之中，关在笼子里面，但我并不是这个笼子。
It's like a bird is within the cage. The cage is not the bird.
正如一只鸟在笼子里面，但笼子并不是鸟。
But foolish person, they are taking care of the cage, not of the bird.
但是愚蠢的人会照料这个笼子，而不是这只鸟。
The bird, out of starvation, suffering.
这只鸟由于饥饿便受苦。
So we are suffering spiritual starvation.
我们都由于灵性的饥饿在受苖。
Therefore, nobody is happy in this material world.
因此，在这个物质世界中，没有人快乐。
Spiritual starvation.
由于灵性的饥饿。
Therefore, you see, in an opulent country like America, enough food, enough residence, enough material enjoyment is still there becoming hippies all over the world.
因此我们会看到，像美国这样富裕的国家里面，有足够的食物、足够的住所、足够的物质享受，但是他们仍旧会成为嬉皮士，在全世界都是这样。
They are not satisfied because it is spiritual starvation.
他们并不满足，因为灵性上的饥饿。
Materially, we may be very opulent, but if you starve spiritually, you cannot be happy.
在物质上我们也许很富裕，但如果在灵性上饥饿，你便不会快乐。
This is the process. So, spiritual rejuvenation requires. Aham Brahmasmi. I'm not this body. I'm Brahma's spiritual soul.
因此需要灵性上的恢复青春。 Aham Brahmasmi. 我不是这个身体，我是 Brahman 灵魂。
Then you'll be happy. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakanga. Samasarvesu. Then there will be equality, fraternity, brotherhood.
然后你才会有快乐，然后才会有平等，有兄弟般的友谊。
Otherwise it is all bogus, simply high sounding words. There cannot be all these things.
要不然的话，都是虚假的，只是一些唱高调的词，不会有这些事情的。
Come to the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochatena Samasarvesu Bhuteshu. Then you can see equally.
到达了灵性的层面，然后你才能够平等的看待。
Otherwise you'll see that I have become human being, I've got my hands and legs, and the poor cow has no hands and legs, killing and eat.
要不然的话，你会这么看：我已经成为人了，我有手有腿，而这只可怜的母牛，它没有手没有腿，把它杀了吃掉吧。
No, unequality. Why? What right you have got to kill another animal? Because you have no vision of equality. For want of Krishna consciousness.
Samaha sarveshu bhuteshu, 平等看待一切，而 samatha 是不平等。 你有什么权利杀死另外一个动物呢？为什么这样呢？因为你没有平等的观点，你缺少 Krishna 的支持。
They put so-called education, culture, fraternity in this material world, all these are bogus humbug.
因此，这个物质世界中所谓的教育、文化、友谊等等，都是虚假的，都是鬼话。
Simply Krishna consciousness is the right subject matter to be studied by sane, sober, zero.
只有 Krishna 知觉才是一个明智的、清醒的 zero 这样的人所应该研究的正确的主题。
Then the society will be happy. Otherwise, no.
那样的话，社会便会快乐；不然的话，绝对不会。
Thank you.
结束。